When John Selby unexpectedly encountered a woman sitting in deep meditation at Princeton University in 1966, he was captivated by the extraordinary peace and spiritual energy radiating from her. As their eyes met, he felt a peculiar, pleasurable sensation in his heart, his first encounter with Kundalini energy. This transformative moment would set him on a lifelong path of spiritual exploration. Kundalini meditation, with roots stretching back at least 4,000 years in ancient India, has only recently become widely available to Westerners seeking direct spiritual experience. Unlike many spiritual practices shrouded in religious doctrine, Kundalini meditation offers a universal approach to awakening our innate spiritual potential, regardless of religious background. Celebrities like Sting, Russell Brand, and Oprah have embraced forms of Kundalini practice, contributing to its growing popularity in Western culture. What makes this approach particularly relevant today is its practical application to our ecological crisis. As Selby notes, Kundalini awakening isn't merely personal transformation, but a communal evolution of consciousness desperately needed in our troubled world. The human body contains seven primary energy centers, or chakras, running along the spine, functioning as both physiological nerve ganglia and spiritual energy vortexes. These centers constantly vibrate between physical and energetic forms, influenced by our thoughts, emotions, diet, and spiritual practices. The root chakra, first chakra, at the base of the spine, connects us to Earth and our physical existence. Associated with the color red and the element earth, it grounds us in survival energy and serves as the foundation for all spiritual development. When balanced, it provides stability and security. When blocked, we may experience fear, anxiety, and disconnection from our physical reality. The sexual chakra, second chakra, in the reproductive organs activates after puberty, transforming us into creative beings. This feminine, water-associated chakra not only powers our sexual energy, but also holds tremendous purification potential, especially for emotional imbalances. Through Kundalini practice, this raw, procreative energy can be transmuted into purer vibrations that rise to permeate other chakras. The power chakra, third chakra, between the navel and solar plexus, governs personal willpower and manifestation abilities. Associated with fire, it influences the adrenal glands and determines whether we direct energy downward into brute sexuality and worldly dominance, or upward into the heart for personal transformation. This center powers our internal combustion through digestion, combining fuel and oxygen into controlled tiny explosions that generate heat and energy. The heart chakra, fourth chakra, in the center of the chest, represents the balance point of the entire system. This feminine, air-associated chakra guides the third chakra to burn its energy lovingly, shows the second how to manifest sexual energy through love, and teaches the first how to merge physical with divine. Rather than valuing higher chakras over lower ones, Selby makes the heart chakra central, with excursions to spirit and matter always returning to love as the foundation. The communication chakra, fifth chakra, in the throat region, governs all human expression. Associated with ether, space, this masculine center bridges our inner world and external reality, allowing us to transform rushing air into vibratory messages. Most people in Western society are fixated in this chakra, living in the world of concepts and ideas, often at the expense of other energy centers. The intuitive chakra, sixth chakra, or third eye, between and above the eyes, is where mind finally looks directly at itself. Associated with light, this feminine center is where the two major Kundalini conduits, Ida and Pingala, which channel yin and yang energies, finally merge. Here, earthly opposites unite and the unmanifest and manifest join in spiritual marriage. The crown chakra, seventh chakra, at the top of the head, exists beyond human comprehension, representing infinite spiritual dimensions beyond personal consciousness. This masculine center is where we transcend individual identity and merge with infinite consciousness, a state of pure bliss that cannot be forced but comes of its own accord when the entire system is properly balanced. Kundalini meditation employs four specific tools to direct our attention and awaken these energy centers. First is breath awareness, the foundation of all meditations in this program. Though we breathe continuously throughout life, most people remain unconscious of their moment-to-moment breathing. Breath meditation brings us immediately into the eternal present moment, the only place where spiritual connection happens. The breath anchor meditation involves tuning into physical sensations in the nose as air moves through the nostrils, becoming aware of breathing sounds, expanding awareness to include chest and belly movements, and further expanding to include the whole body. This practice establishes the foundation for all Kundalini work by bringing us fully into present moment awareness. The second vehicle is mental focusing directly on each chakra location. This involves learning to direct attention precisely to each energy center, stimulating activity where focused. For the root chakra, this includes sphincter contraction, a technique that closes the downward energy flow and redirects it upward. For the heart chakra, focus expands to include awareness of the intersection point where vertical and horizontal energies meet. The third vehicle is sound vibration through mantras, powerful verbalizations that stimulate the nervous system. Each chakra has its specific sound: lam, lang, root; vam, vang, sexual; ram, rang, power; yam, yang, heart; ham, hang, communication; om, aum, intuitive; and silence, crown. When we chant, we occupy the verbal part of the brain-body complex, halting the usual flow of thoughts and shifting awareness from rational to intuitive consciousness. The fourth vehicle employs visual meditation using mandalas, spiritual paintings that help focus attention deep within the mind. Each chakra has its associated mandala with specific colors, shapes, and symbolic elements that activate and balance that energy center. The root chakra mandala features a white triangle within a yellow square, surrounded by a white circle and four orange-red lotus petals. The heart chakra mandala transforms the traditional green representation into gold with a six-pointed star created by two triangles. Unlike traditional approaches that aim to blast Kundalini energy through all seven chakras for complete liberation from normal consciousness, Selby advocates a gentler, safer awakening process. He maintains the heart chakra as primary, integrating the other six energy centers around this compassionate focal point. The goal isn't to escape everyday life, but to infuse it with radiant compassion and spiritual power, allowing for sustainable spiritual growth while maintaining daily responsibilities and relationships. This balanced approach follows Buddha's teaching to avoid being caught in any extreme and follow the middle way. Those who seek extreme spiritual experiences often receive them, but with painful consequences, including psychological instability, physical symptoms, and spiritual emergency. Common manifestations of forced Kundalini awakening can include intense headaches, unexplained physical sensations, emotional volatility, and difficulty maintaining groundedness. The wise student remains at the middle point, allowing natural evolution through the chakras rather than forcing rapid spiritual growth through intense practices or artificial stimulation. Kundalini energy flows both upward from the earth through our bodies and downward through the seventh chakra from above. This dual flow creates a dynamic interplay of energies, similar to the ancient Chinese concept of heaven and earth forces meeting in the human body. We are the marriage of heaven and earth, with the heart chakra perfectly positioned at the center point where these energetic upflows and downflows merge with great power and illumination in the central vortex of love. This meeting point serves as a transformative nexus where physical and spiritual energies can harmoniously blend. The chakra system alternates between masculine and feminine energies in a precise and meaningful pattern. First, earth is masculine yang, solid, providing grounding and stability. Second, sex is feminine yin, flowing, governing creativity and pleasure. Third, power is masculine yang, willful, manifesting as personal power and self-definition. Fourth, heart is feminine yin, loving, enabling compassion and connection. Fifth, throat is masculine yang, logical, facilitating communication and expression. Sixth, brow is feminine yin, intuitive, opening psychic awareness and insight. Seventh, crown is masculine yang, light, connecting to divine consciousness. The heart chakra's feminine nature at the system's midpoint perfectly balances the four yang and three yin chakras, creating an ideal fulcrum for spiritual development. This systematic alternation serves a crucial evolutionary purpose, as each chakra's energy complements and balances its neighbors. When Kundalini rises naturally through this alternating pattern, it creates a harmonious spiral of development rather than a dangerous surge of energy. The balanced approach allows practitioners to maintain their worldly responsibilities while gradually deepening their spiritual connection, avoiding the pitfalls of extreme practices while still achieving profound transformation. Selby offers a comprehensive range of practical meditation techniques that can be adapted to different time constraints and personal needs, from quick energy-boosting sessions to deep spiritual practices. The 7-breath meditation integrates all 7 chakras in just 7 breaths, making Kundalini awakening accessible even during hectic days. Each breath focuses on a specific chakra while chanting its associated mantra during exhalation, contracting specific muscle groups to direct attention, and visualizing the chakra's unique mandala during inhalation. For example, the root chakra breath involves contracting the pelvic floor while visualizing a red, 4-petaled lotus and chanting Lam. For those with more time, the pranayama breathing session combines 5 powerful breathing techniques in a systematic progression. It begins with energy pump meditation to balance inhales and exhales, creating a foundation of rhythmic breathing. This is followed by the Kundalini rising breath, which charges the system through rapid diaphragmatic breathing. The sequence continues with breath of fire, characterized by quick, forceful exhales through the nose for further energizing. Alternate nostril breathing, Nadi Shodhana, follows to balance the Ida and Pingala energy channels, promoting mental clarity. The session concludes with Kumbhaka breath counting to either balance, stimulate, or calm the energetic system, depending on individual needs. The Kumbhaka breath control technique offers particularly powerful methods for awakening the 6th chakra through 3 distinct patterns, each serving different purposes. The balanced breath pattern, inhale for 2 counts, hold at the top for 4, exhale for 6, hold at the bottom for 4, promotes overall equilibrium and is ideal for beginners. The supercharging upward pattern, inhale for 6, hold for 6, exhale for 4, no hold at the bottom, increases energy and mental clarity, making it perfect for morning practice. The calming the energetic system pattern, exhale for 6, hold for 6, inhale for 4, no hold at the top, is especially effective for evening practice or stress reduction. The complete Kundalini meditation represents the most comprehensive approach, systematically addressing each chakra using all 4 vehicles of transformation: focusing techniques, breathing patterns, mantras, and mandalas. After preparing with quiet sitting, free breathing, and whole body expansion meditation for 5 to 10 minutes, practitioners progress through each chakra-specific practices. Beginning with the root chakra, Muladhara, they work upward through all 7 energy centers, spending approximately 5 to 7 minutes on each. Each chakra session incorporates specific mudras, hand positions, bandhas, and visualization techniques unique to that energy center. For instance, the heart chakra practice includes the lotus mudra, the yam mantra, and visualization of a green 12-petaled lotus while focusing on feelings of universal love and compassion. Sexual energy plays a crucial role in Kundalini awakening, serving as the primary creative power source that can be transmuted into higher spiritual vibrations. While Kundalini energy is indeed grounded in our creative sexual energy, the popular fixation on this aspect is somewhat misleading. The process involves far more than mere sexual energy. It encompasses the transformation of our entire energetic system. Kundalini meditation increases our capacity for bliss and pleasure in all activities, including sexual union, but masters emphasize developing personal spiritual energies through solitary meditation first, establishing a strong foundation before incorporating partner practices. For men, the conservation of vital essence is particularly significant. Each ejaculation contains hundreds of millions of spermatozoa, representing substantial energy loss that could otherwise be channeled into spiritual development. While ancient Buddhists and Taoists advocated complete sperm retention, viewing it as essential life force, Selby recommends moderation, as the Buddha taught, finding a middle path between complete abstinence and unconscious indulgence. Importantly, ejaculation differs from orgasm. Spiritually developed men can experience multiple chakra-wide orgasms without ejaculating, embracing a more feminine sexuality. This involves learning to separate the experience of pleasure from the release of energy, allowing for expanded states of consciousness and deeper spiritual connection. Women generally have an easier time with Kundalini meditation because their sexual energies are naturally more internal and cyclical, aligned with monthly rhythms. The connection between a woman's womb and heart facilitates energy movement to higher chakras, creating a natural pathway for spiritual ascension. The feminine nature of both the sexual and heart chakras makes this spiritual progression more accessible to women, though this advantage requires conscious awareness to fully utilize. Women's capacity for multiple orgasms also reflects their natural ability to sustain and circulate energy throughout their system. We all recognize the sensation of Kundalini awakening during sexual excitement, that electric flush of energy through our spine and nervous system. This common experience provides a reference point for understanding Kundalini energy, though it represents only the most basic manifestation of this force. Through dedicated meditation practices, this sexual energy can be consciously directed upward to energize the entire chakra system, transforming from its raw form into refined spiritual energy. This transformation process involves specific breathing techniques, visualization practices, and energy locks, bandhas, that help guide the energy upward through the central channel, Sushumna. The key to successful transformation lies in developing awareness of subtle energy movements and learning to direct them consciously. This includes understanding the relationship between breath, awareness, and sexual energy, and how these elements can be harmonized for spiritual growth. Regular practice leads to increased sensitivity to energy flows and greater control over their direction and intensity, ultimately allowing practitioners to transmute sexual energy into higher forms of spiritual consciousness. The heart chakra embodies love as the foundation of all chakra qualities, created by the merger of energies from above and below. Positioned at the center of the chakra system, it represents the marriage of matter and spirit, earth and heaven. This feminine chakra transforms the masculine third chakra ego power into compassionate love, enabling selfless service to others. Human love requires willpower to manifest in the world. While love transforms will, will empowers love in a beautiful dynamic. According to Joseph Chilton Pierce, the third chakra uses willpower to unite the second chakra with the fourth, unifying sex and love. Many people, particularly men, remain trapped in their lower three chakras, plus the fifth thinking chakra, while their heart chakra remains blocked. The Christian cross provides a perfect way to locate the heart center. By raising your arms out to each side, you can tune into the point where the vertical intersects with the horizontal, your heart center. This simple cross meditation awakens your heart chakra as energies from below and above come together, generating love in the center of your body. The Sanskrit name Anahata means unstruck, the bija sound that comes from nowhere, originating from the void and manifesting in the heart chakra. In Sanskrit understanding, sound vibration is considered the originating power of the universe, resonating with modern physics. When chanting the Bija mantra for each chakra, you tune your entire being to its exact sound, aligning yourself with the center of your chakratic universe. Kundalini meditation represents a holistic approach to spiritual development, focusing on the simultaneous awakening and integration of all seven chakras to create a unified energy system. This practice transcends individual benefits, forming a powerful bridge between personal transformation and collective ecological consciousness. The integrated spiritual energy system developed through Kundalini practice serves not only the practitioner, but radiates outward, influencing the broader community and environment through enhanced awareness and conscious action. In the context of our current global ecological crisis, Kundalini awakening takes on renewed significance. Rather than being merely a path to personal enlightenment, it becomes a catalyst for collective transformation. When practitioners awaken their spiritual essence through Kundalini practices, they develop an expanded awareness that naturally extends to environmental stewardship and social responsibility. This awakening often manifests as a deep recognition of the interconnectedness between human consciousness and planetary well-being. The concept that we are the eyes and ears of God carries profound implications for our role in the universe. This perspective suggests humans have a unique responsibility to develop and refine their spiritual senses, accessing the infinite energy available in the cosmos. This refined awareness allows us to serve as conscious stewards of planetary evolution. Modern science is beginning to validate these ancient insights. Physicist Edouard Cartier's research on the relationship between human and Earth electromagnetic fields suggests that chakra experiences may arise from subtle energetic interactions between human consciousness and planetary systems. According to many spiritual traditions, our global civilization is currently working through third chakra challenges before transitioning to a heart-centered fourth chakra era. The third chakra, located in the solar plexus, governs our capacity to influence and transform our environment through intentional action and planning. This energy center is particularly relevant to our relationship with technology and power. Our current technological achievements, from renewable energy systems harnessing wind and solar power to advances in nuclear fusion, represent third chakra expression at a civilizational level. However, when the third chakra operates in isolation from higher energy centers, it can manifest as environmental exploitation, technological abuse, or aggressive dominance over nature. The challenge lies in balancing this powerful energy with the wisdom of higher chakras, particularly the heart chakra's capacity for compassion and universal love. When properly integrated, third chakra power becomes a vital tool for spiritual expression and ecological healing, enabling humanity to channel technological advancement toward sustainable and harmonious relationships with the natural world. This evolution toward balanced third chakra expression, combined with the awakening of higher chakras, may be crucial for addressing our current environmental challenges. Through Kundalini awakening, practitioners can help accelerate this collective transformation, moving humanity toward more conscious and sustainable ways of living. The seventh chakra represents infinite spiritual dimensions beyond personal consciousness. Located at the crown of the head, this is where we transcend individual identity and merge with infinite consciousness, a state of pure bliss that cannot be forced but comes of its own accord. We've all experienced this state spontaneously, especially as children or after lovemaking. When attention shifts from the sixth to seventh chakra, breathing becomes totally uncontrolled, spontaneous, and calm, as if the universe is breathing you without effort. This transformed breathing sensation is a hallmark of the seventh chakra experience, embodying the pure joy of participating in the great breathing experience of all life on the planet. The seventh chakra's bliss state cannot be forced into existence. It arrives naturally after proper preparation through Kundalini practices. Sometimes it emerges after formal meditation, other times spontaneously when least expected. Like the cowboy saying, "You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink," We can move kundalini energy up the spine, but entering the infinite grace of spiritual union happens effortlessly beyond our control. While kundalini practices can bring us to the doorway, the actual passage into divine union happens without effort. This understanding liberates us from the spiritual striving that often creates more obstacles than progress. The ultimate purpose of kundalini meditation is to consciously expand awareness and join the great spiritual community, shifting from unconscious to conscious recognition of our oneness with all that is. Though meditation is often considered a solitary practice, gathering in compassionate support groups can be extremely beneficial. Meeting weekly or monthly allows friends to share kundalini awakening experiences and meditate together. Group practice of breath meditations and chakra mantras creates a powerful communal experience, ultimately uniting participants through the silent Om into collective spiritual consciousness. The kundalini approach offers concrete techniques for merging will and love, not just philosophical discussions. Through regular practice, we learn to balance masculine and feminine energies, transform sexual power into spiritual illumination, and integrate all aspects of our being into a harmonious whole. This isn't about escaping the world, but transforming our experience of it, infusing everyday activities with spiritual awareness and energy. Eventually, practitioners adapt the kundalini meditation formats to their own spiritual needs and personality. We always face the fundamental choice to direct attention consciously for spiritual advancement or surrender to habitual inattentiveness. Kundalini awareness can be awakened in virtually any situation, from mundane daily activities to profound spiritual moments. When entering meditation, we open ourselves to our inner master, all spiritual masters throughout time, and join a global community of meditators in the present moment. In this joining, we discover that enlightenment isn't an external goal, but simply the opposite of ignorance and delusion. The true aim is finding the center point, located in the heart chakra rather than the crown. Through this practice, we come to realize that we are already enlightened. Meditation simply helps us rediscover our true identity beyond three-dimensional time.